are staying local and actually staying in Newbridge now, as a bereavement information evening is taking place this evening in the Cadian Hotel, offering those who are bereaved in any way to come together and be informed of the supports available in the area. Elaine Whelan from Kildare Town, and who works for charity Cry Ireland, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Elaine, and thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show.
Good morning, Hannah. Thanks for having me this morning. Thank you.
So, looking ahead to this information evening taking place in the Cadian Hotel, for listeners who aren't fully aware or who might not know exactly what a bereavement information evening is, what exactly is it?
Yeah, I suppose just to give you some context around it first, Hannah. So, I, as you rightly said, from Kildare Town, and I work for a charity called Cry Ireland, Cardiac Risk in the Young, and we support families who have lost a young person very suddenly to sudden cardiac death. And as part of our work nationwide, we sit on a number of bereavement networks around the country under the umbrella of the Irish Hospice Foundation. So this evening's event, Living with Grief Community Supports in Kildare, have been organised and brought to us by the Kildare Bereavement Network, supported by the Irish Hospice Foundation, which was established in 2021. So really, the backstory is, you know, there's so many organisations in Kildare doing really, really wonderful work with communities, with families, with individuals and children and young people around death and loss and grief. And we wanted to, I suppose, have a public event in the Cadian, is our allocated venue for tonight, just to bring people out to normalise grief and to normalise some of the feelings around losing somebody special or significant in our lives. So I suppose that's where the idea came from. It is a free event, so there's still places. So if people just hear us this morning and would like to turn up, we would love to see them there.
Absolutely. And do you think also, as well as that, that maybe people aren't aware of the grief available? Maybe grief can be an awkward thing to talk about and people tend to, to shy away from.
Yeah, it absolutely. Look, none of us like to talk about losing somebody significant or somebody we love in our lives. And I think that's the story for many people. You know, I see it even with people close to me. It's a difficult conversation to have. But inevitably, I suppose, Hannah, we're all born. Everybody, you know, there's a birth, but death is inevitable for everybody. And I suppose on our life course and journey, we all will lose someday significant people in our lives. But we don't often talk about it. Now, many people, you know, have the good fortune to have very supportive families, close friends, you know, good neighbours around them that they can be supportive. And sometimes that's all we need, are those chats and those cups of tea. And, you know, those are very, I suppose, basic, for want of a better word, but natural support. But also for many people, and we find this in the work that we do, that often family are not the people that we can go for when somebody close to us dies. So we need to look outside. We need to look to the community for the supports that are offered. And rightly, you know, rightly as you said, you know, a lot of people don't realise the supports that are out there. Our Kildare Bereavement Network is made up of 23 organisations, mainly charities and NGOs, that provide this type of support. And the support can range. It can be from counselling, it can be peer-led, it can be through a volunteer programme, it can be active listening, just talking to somebody on the phone to share your story, to talk about your loved one that has died, or maybe to meet that volunteer or that person from an organisation for a cup of coffee, just to navigate your own journey of grief and your story of loss. And I think that is so important when somebody is navigating grief or is bereaved, as we all well know. Sometimes it's just nice to take a break and to talk about the person we have died. And again, for many, that can be a very happy and fulfilling story and lots of good memories. But for some, it may be due to, you know, family dynamics or tragic circumstances, but often that story is hard to talk about. And we really, really need to feel, I suppose, a sense of, you know, non-judgment, and that we're talking to somebody very confidentially. And that sense of solidarity, that the person that is listening to us, really hearing what we're saying, and with no judgment, and really understands and really gets the feelings that we're experiencing. So I suppose that's our invitation by coming this evening. Our 22 organisations will be there. We will have representatives ready to speak to people, to share your stories with us. But we also have a very important part, an educational piece. And Mary Keneally, a lady that works in the area of loss and grief, and Mary is going to give an educational input into how do we navigate this journey. and all of the different types of losses that we all experience, from neonatal and infancy loss for parents who have lost a child, whether that be a young child or an older child, sibling loss, brother or sister, a life partner, husband or wife, loss that comes to us very suddenly, very unexpectedly, often tragically, and often loss, you know, through suicide. So again, all of the 22 organisations involved in the Kildare Bereavement Network will be advocating tonight. So there is something for anybody listening this morning who feels, I wonder, will there be somebody there to hear my story that I can get support from? I can absolutely say, please do come along. These events, they're difficult to attend, especially in the early days of grief and loss, but they are for everybody. They are for everybody experiencing any type of loss, or even people experiencing maybe, you know, a couple of different losses in their life. It can be a recent loss, or somebody that has died many years ago, but is still very significant in your life in terms of your feelings and thoughts about that person.
And I was going to actually bring that up, Elaine. I mean, by the sounds of who will be there tonight, it's no one will be excluded from this, no matter what kind of grief they are going through. But as you were saying there, someone might have lost someone years ago, and this is still open for them as well, because grief doesn't really just end after a certain amount of time. It does continue.
Absolutely. And again, you know, our talk with Mary Keneally this evening will really be emphasising that actual point, Hannah, that it never goes away. But by being supported, by coming to this type of event and reaching out to some of the organisations involved, we can be helped to cope with that along during our lifespan. And again, it's inevitable that we're all going to have to face somebody significant dying in our lives. So it's really about understanding the theory behind, are these feelings normal? When are they not normal anymore? When do I need maybe professional support? And that can be for the minority of people. That's not for most people. Most people just need to have a few good people in their lives that they can talk to confidentially without judgment, that will listen. But, you know, lives are busy. Everybody's busy. You know, when we lose somebody, people take a few days off work. We do funerals, as you probably know very well. We do funerals really well here in Ireland. But then there comes a time people go back to their life and other people are left. Maybe they're retired. Maybe, you know, that loneliness can set in and a significant person in their life may be gone. So that question of who am I now? That person has died. What's life like for me now? And that's a very difficult conversation. And people feel a burden. They don't want to burden their families with these kind of things because the younger generations are back to work and back to school and back to college. So where do you go with that? You know, for many of us, we keep it. It's very insular. We keep it inside. But these conversations and this, the work that we do with the Kildare Bereavement Network and the Irish Hospice Foundation, we're always encouraging people, let's talk about this. It's not, you know, it's not sexy and glossy conversation to have, for want of a better term, but it's real, it's tangible. And we all, whether unfortunately we like it or not, have to deal with this several times in our lives. So let's open the conversation. Let's know what's available in our area, in the Kildare area, for people that are navigating loss and grief and bereavement. So I suppose that's really what the event is tonight. Often we don't know. This might not have happened in our lives before. And then we're struck down by losing somebody in a particular way. And we think, where can we go now? Who can help us? Who can help me? Who can help me, you know, gain the tools for me to get back on with some normality, a new normality, but not forgetting the person that we've lost. And we refer to that as a process of continuing bonds, that we can still get on with our lives, but remember with love and with kindness all of the wonderful memories that can never be taken away from us. But sometimes we need a little bit of support to be able to continue to go on while remembering the person that we've lost.
Absolutely, Elaine. And I have to say, you really describe that so eloquently for such a sensitive topic as well. For those now listening who would be interested in attending this evening's event in the Cadeen Hotel, what time does it begin at? And as you're saying, it is a free one, but do you need to sign up or maybe just get a ticket?
Yeah, no, at this point there are spaces available and we, you know, we've plenty of room in the Cadeen, so we're really, there is a QR code that you can scan to actually book your place, but we have places left, so I will say that this morning. We're kicking off at 7 o'clock. We have tea, coffee and a little biscuit on arrival, and time, about 15 minutes there at the beginning, for people to pop around the room and have a look at all the stands and organisations that are part of the Kildare Bereavement Network. We'll then have our guest speaker. We'll open our evening. We'll have our guest speaker. Then we'll have a panel of questions and answers from the audience. So again, you have an opportunity maybe to ask something that has been on your mind that you feel you couldn't have asked elsewhere. And our panel members will be happy to answer that as appropriate as we can. We'll also hear from my own organisation, Cry Ireland. So one of the supports we're always trying to kind of say to people, you know, find a support that suits you. That might be a walking club. It might be a knitting club, hiking club. It might be something through the arts. But one of our supports through Cry Ireland, we have a Cry Choir. And we meet under the musical direction of Lisa Nagel from Newbridge Gospel Choir and Nicola Hennessy. We meet once a week on Zoom for 30 minutes. And really, it is about music. Of course it is. It's about learning the song. But we pick songs that are meaningful to the parents that are part of that choir, parents who have lost a loved one to sudden cardiac death or SADS. It's really about connection. We pop on a Zoom. We kind of go around to see, check in with everybody, see how they are. We learn a new song. And then a couple of times a year, we come to events like this event in Cadian this evening, and we sing two or three songs at the end of an event, just so that people there understand these 20 people up in front of you now singing are all parents and young wives and husbands and siblings who have lost somebody very suddenly. And again, it's just that connection piece that there is a support that will suit you. Mightn't be everybody's cup of tea joining the choir, but there's other things. There's needle felting in other organisations, hikes, walks, arts, as I say. There's something for everybody. So again, it's to really showcase all of the supports that are available in the area, and all are free of charge. So again, for people who might be worried about, oh, but I can't afford counselling, you might not need counselling. You might just need to get involved with somebody locally, an organisation that can help you to navigate your grief journey. So really, tonight, pop along between 7 and 9, free event, tea and coffee, and we've our little choir performance at the end. And there's no hurry on any of us within the network. We'll be around to have a fresh cup of tea at 9 o'clock when the talk finishes up. And if anybody would like to hold back and talk to any of us, you know, therapists, volunteer patients, we won't be in a hurry. We'll give you all the time you need. And we would really warmly encourage people to attend tonight.
Elaine, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning about that information evening taking place in the Cadine Hotel in Newbridge this evening from 7. Again, for anyone who has been bereaved in any way to come together and be informed of the supports available in the area. Elaine Whelan from Kildare Town, and who works for the charity Cry Ireland. Thank you so much for your time this morning.